Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I love it when we have my next two guests in the studio with me because that means the one and only Baxter County Fair is upon us. Mr. Glenn Preby, Ms. Connie Coleman, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Great. I can't believe it's been a year since we've been here, but oh my gosh, I'm glad.
Hey, it's fair time. We got activities that are kicking off tonight here in Mountain Home, all kinds of different things that you can take part of coming up over the next week. You guys have a schedule packed full of things, but let's start off with tonight because you've got a couple different events. The truck pool will be out at the
Saddle Club Arena.
Saddle Club Arena. Thank you.
Starting at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Tickets still available?
Well, you pay at the gate.
Yeah, so plenty of tickets available. You can go out to the
Saddle Club. Something new this year, we're going to probably have some tractors. We've not had tractors in a few years, but we think we're going to have some. So, in addition to the trucks.
We've had a lot of requests for that in the past years, mm-hmm. To bring those back. And so, you know what, we've tried to listen to our community and try to get what they want. And so, you know, I think we're gonna see. We hope it's going to be great for everybody.
You know, we went out to the truck pool last year. With the family, just went out because they want to see it. You know, little boys, they love a mm-hmm. good truck pull. And we had the best time. It was fun. It truly was. It's a good time. It's a good event for a family to go to and a great way to spend your evening. If you'd prefer to be inside tonight, the fair pageant is going on as well.
Yes, we have the fair pageant. It'll be at Dunbar starting at 6 o'clock. The registration has closed for that, but I understand that we have over 80 contestants, and we're really proud that is holding on, and we're super, super excited about that tonight.
If you think a Saturday full of college football is intense, just wait until you see those children competing against one another for the title of Tiny Tot King and Queen and Princess and all that. That's a really good time. I know a lot of people turn out for that.
So part of our board members have on their boots at the rodeo arena, and the rest of us have on our high heels at the pageant.
Right. Tickets are available as well for the pageant. You can just show up at Dunbar tonight.
$5 for adults, $5 for students, 5 and under is free.
Lots of things going on. Again, all that's tonight. And that kicks off the week of activities for the Baxter County Fair. As usual, you guys have a whole slate of events coming up for us. But tell us, you know, in general, I mean, how do you describe our county fair to someone who's not familiar with Baxter County?
Okay. We are the third largest county fair in Arkansas. We are proud of that fact, and we try to maintain that and have done a good job of it. And we're not the largest county by any means, but we do have the third largest. And it's the largest event in Baxter County every year. It's the Baxter County Fair.
Mm-hmm. Attendance numbers, I mean, on average, estimate of people.
We'll have around 26,000 that'll come through the gates. I think that's unreal.
It is
unreal. I think
unreal.
It's great.
There's only 40,000 that live in the county.
That's right. Half of them's coming.
Now,
over
we get
half.
Some folks out of county, too, because we have a carnival. Mm-hmm. And the other counties don't have carnivals, so they come to Mountain Home.
There's something for everybody at the fair, of course. You've got the carnival. You've got the rides and the games. You have all the exhibitors. Huge amount of exhibitors turn out each and every year. You can see the animals. You can see the arts and crafts. Or you can just go have a corn dog and a glass of lemonade if you want.
And for the kids, we have a petting zoo coming back this year. So.
Oh, big doings.
It has some unusual animals usually, not just farm animals, but...
Well, let's start off and kind of run through the schedule coming up. Not only do you have the events tonight, both at the Saddle Club Arena and at Dunbar, but for tomorrow is a big day for your exhibitors.
Yes, from 2 to 4, we allow people to come in and enter the exhibits in the educational building. And that's for folks that are working. It can't come on Tuesday and during the work day. And just come to the educational building, bring any of their items, and...
That excludes horticulture and your baked goods, but everything else we accept at that time. So Tuesday from 2 until 7 is if you don't get an opportunity to come tomorrow, you can come again Tuesday from 2 to 7 and make sure you get your horticulture and your baked goods in on that day.
Anything happening on Monday, or is that a day of rest for all of you guys?
No rest.
Let me clarify. Not so much rest, but you know you're getting everything ready for all of us.
Yes. Go ahead.
Monday and Tuesday are big days for the fair board members. We are allowed to go into the area schools. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful for Mountain Home and Norfolk and Calico and Flippin and Yellville, I think, allows us to come in. That's where we sell the majority of our discounted carnival tickets. So Monday and Tuesday will be in the schools from lunch breaks. Mm-hmm. Not only after Tuesday, you can... If you still need to pick some up, if you don't make it at the schools, we have them at all the banks, area banks, the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce, North Arkansas Electric, Kidspiration. All the preschools, and we have a few pharmacies and Genuine Care, Sunfest Foods. So we are so thankful for the community that allows us to sell our carnival ride tickets to get them in the hands of everyone so they can come and enjoy the fair.
And you said the magic word, the discounted tickets. If you will purchase your tickets prior to the carnival starting, you get a much better bang for your buck,
They're a dollar each. Mm-hmm. If you buy them on the grounds, they're $1.50. So you quite a bit of savings. Mm-hmm. And we encourage folks. You know, the merry-go-round is like one ticket. The little larger rides are two tickets. And then what we call spectacular rides are three tickets. Mm-hmm. And then the major rides, the big ones, take four. So that just kind of gives the folks a rundown on.
Good to know. Good to know as I'm thinking about writing that check on Monday or Tuesday. Like, how many tickets? How many kids do we have? How many tickets are we going to need?
And, of course, we always sell them at our fair office. Our phone number is 425-6828, Paula Bailey. We could not do this fair without Paula. She's our fair manager and has been for many years. And she is a great coordinator. She keeps all of us in line. She is the reason why we have, I think, so many exhibitors. We'll have over 100 exhibitors at our fair, and I think Glenn has told us that we probably have the most exhibitors at any county fair in the state, and so, you know, we're kind of proud of that.
That's amazing, and you'll see all kinds of different area businesses out there, organizations, different clubs. I mean, you can do anything. You can meet anybody and see everybody and go through that exhibit hall, and those times are open pretty much all day.
I just want to add on the carnival tickets. If someone needs to purchase with a credit card, come to the fair office.
Okay.
We do take credit cards at the fair office. And that's about the only place you can buy with a credit card.
Good.
Well, the parade kicks off our fair at 5:30 on Wednesday, and so our gates at the fair open on 5 o'clock on Wednesday. We quit taking money at 9 o'clock, and then we start in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 9, and the carnival will go as long as someone is standing there ready to ride a ride.
Really? Yes. I didn't know that. There's no last call on the rides?
No.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with board members from the Baxter County Fair Board Association, Connie Coleman and Glenn Preby. Do we dare say how many years you guys have been a part of the Fair Board? Do we want to do that math live on the radio?
Some may think too many. I don't know. You know, I still love the fair, and I know Glenn loves the fair and has a passion because he works so hard. And we appreciate him so much. And we have a really good board. We've had some new faces on our board. Mm-hmm. That usually happens every year for whatever reason. Some leave, and then we get new ones. And I really think we've got a great board this year. And some younger faces is going to keep us on our toes.
Well, on behalf of the community, we certainly appreciate everything that you guys do. A total volunteer role that you guys have held for so many years, bringing the fair to this community. And again, the economic impact. I mean, the fair is a big deal for the community as well. It not only is it fun, but I mean, it is a big deal for the community as well.
And we're talking about the volunteers and the board. It's not only the board. We have another 175 to 200 folks that come and help us at the gates, help with check-in, help with judging. So we really appreciate all of our volunteers and the business support of the Twin Lakes area.
If you're new to the area and you kind of want to see what's out there and what Mountain Home's about, please come to the fair. Like Heather said, you can walk around and get involved in clubs, organizations, see what you want to do, what you want to volunteer at. The library is always there, ASU Mountain Home. I mean, it's just an opportunity to get to know us in a short period of time, and how do you want to get connected to the community?
And again, Fair Week kicks off tonight with the two events, both at the Saddle Club Arena, the Truck Pool, and the pageant at Dunbar. The parade will officially start things off on Wednesday. And what time does the parade start? Is it 5:30?
5:30.
It's always 5:30. It'll start here close to KTLO on Buttercup Drive. That's kind of, if you're familiar with our area, it's right off of Hospital Drive. But it'll start on Buttercup and come up Hospital Drive, hit Highway 5. Where does it end?
Guy Berry.
At Guy Berry. Okay, so that's the route if you're looking where you need to set your lawn chairs out or park your cars or get there early, that's for sure. And then the floats are going to gather at the First Methodist Church.
Yes.
So they'll gather over there and line up. And then the carnival opens at 5 o'clock, right before the parade starts.
Yes, now the carnival's also open on Tuesday night. It's called Dollar Night.
Oh, okay.
And only the carnival's open. So if folks want to come and use some of those tickets, maybe not as big a crowds, but Tuesday night is Dollar Night.
Okay, is that rides and games only?
Yes.
Okay, rides and games only on Tuesday night, Dollar Night as well. Man, you guys got so many things going on. I'm losing track of everything. You got Wednesday night and then Thursday. Tell us about Thursday.
Thursday, Senior Citizens Day, starts. The gates open again at 10 o'clock Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. And Senior Citizens Day is Thursday, and Troy Garland Insurance has partnered with us the last couple of years, and he says, hey, if you want to get into the fair free, even though I know it's half price that day, stop by my office. I'll give you a free pass to get into the fair free. So we appreciate Troy Garland on that. We have bingo going on. We have chatting needles going on. We have the Quilts of Valor. This will be our second year that they have come, and we have got to see a very, very special time of honoring our veterans. And this year, there's going to be 6 veterans that are going to be given quilts. And if you haven't ever seen that ceremony, it is really awesome. And that's at 1 o'clock on Thursday in the educational building.
It's pretty special. I've seen that before. It's pretty special.
It's special.
Also, now on Thursday is also Veterans Day, too.
Yes.
And Jim Brown Company pays for all the veterans. So
to get in.
Basically, most people can get in free on Thursday.
And if we appreciate senior citizen, companies. Yes.
All right. And then what time do the rides start on Thursday?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock as well.
And then we have the Cummins Prison Band that night playing on the outdoor stage. We back up to Wednesday night. We have a new group out of the Ellis family out of Mountain View, Bluegrass Gospel. And I just talked to a gentleman that listened to them last week and said they were very good.
Good. Great. Good.
And don't forget, on Thursday is our annual baby contest. We thank Beverly Morton and Ladin Lassie and Mark's Fine Clothing for being a great fair sponsor for us. And that's another time where that educational building is full at 6 o'clock with mamas and grandmas and aunts and uncles. And so thank you, Beverly Morton. You can still register for that up until that day. So if you still want to get your little one entered in that, please go by Ladin Lassie.
What are the ages again on that one?
It's 3 months to, I think, 24 months.
24 months. Mm-hmm. Good times. And then we have Friday coming up.
Friday's a big day. It is school day. I'll let Connie talk
about
school day.
All the little children are coming.
Yes. Again, we thank Mountain Home Public Schools Day, and Dr. Long is so gracious to, you know, it's a tough day for the teachers to come out there and keep all of those kids in line, and because they're so excited about the fair. And sometimes, you know, that is the only time that some get to come to the fair. So we appreciate Dr. Long for allowing the bus drivers to bring them and the teachers to come. And so Kids Day is from 10 a.m. till 2 that day. And that's always a great time. Our vendors and our commercial booth vendors, they love to see the kids come through. So they always have special gifts and stuff that they want to give to the kids. And they love to go through the livestock barn. they're going to get, the petting zoo will be there. I don't know how much they get to stop and see it, but, you know, they're going to see lots of animals, lots of goats. We're proud that our livestock barn is going to be full again this year. And
Critter building.
Oh, yes, that's a great time. They're already hatching some baby chicks, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. They're ready to go.
So tell us about the petting zoo. Where is this?
It's in the livestock barn.
Okay.
And some years we have it, and sometimes our schedules don't get coordinated. But it's just a fair. It's a great time. You will see some unusual animals there. And if you want to purchase some food, you can feed them. They're tame. And, you know, lots of photo opportunities are in the livestock barn.
Right. So much fun to watch some of those young students, junior high school, FFA kids, and what they've been able to accomplish
and
with their
barn
animals.
Is super clean. The Mountain Home FFA have just basically redone the barn. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's got concrete sidewalks. It is clean. You can walk through the barn and see. And it's not dangerous around the animals because we have them all with gates around, and you can't get to the animals. But it's a great time to come by and see the kids that have the steers and the hogs and the sheep and the goats.
FFA students are so impressive each and every year, truly.
And we love our 4-H. You know, our 4-H fields, our critter barn with their rabbits and chickens and turkeys. And So we just love our 4-H students, too. Also, on Friday night, we have something new this year. We've got a square dancing that's going to happen in the educational building at 6 o'clock. We've got a couple of our Fair Board members that are involved in this mm-hmm. group. And so
we're Mr. Preeby, are you going to be square dancing?
No, ma'am.
Please tell me.
And it's not Connie Coleman either. But we are proud that that's something that, you know, a lot of people kind of, something different. There is something for everyone at the fair.
Good deal. What? Let me ask the school day for the kids' day on Friday. What grades are coming out to the fair that day?
Usually, we'll have Nelson Wilkes in the kindergarten. Is usually he comes and participates. We have our homeschool children come. Mm-hmm. We have some of the
preschools
that come, and so we just love to see them come.
All right. So, and then Friday night you have that, and then of course on Saturday,
Friday night the entertainment, the Katie
right.
Laney Project Band.
Katie Laney. And we love Katie Laney yes. around here.
And that's outdoor stage. Folks, once you get in the gate, that's free. Mm-hmm. There's no charge for listen to the entertainment.
You sit there and listen to the entertainment, smell the burgers being cooked by the Kiwanis Club. Is that right?
And 4-H mm-hmm. and Mountain Home Band Boosters have a booth. I mean, uh-huh. a food booth. There'll also be another trailer there that the mayor has. You'll be back.
The barbecue coming
yes.
out this week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good to know.
And then down in the educational building is, of course, the Warrior Station.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan will be back, and so there's a lot of food opportunities, and on Carnival as well.
Right. Yeah. Saturday, what time do the gates open?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
We start out with our kids' rodeo. We have that in the livestock barn. We have Home Depot. We are so thankful for Home Depot. Mm-hmm. They have been one of our partners that have come, and they will always have a project mm-hmm. there for the little kids to do. And so they're on Saturday. Lots going on there.
If you've never we participated in the kids' rodeo the first year that you did it, and that was one of the cutest things I have ever seen. They have a barrel racing contest with stick ponies that the little kids can do. They got bandanas, and they were wearing cowboy hats. I mean, it was awesome. You guys do a great job with that.
Well, great. We're proud of that. Also this year, Saturday night, is our annual chainsaw contest, and we want to thank Greg Farm Services. They are another great partner with us. They are going to add an added $300 added money for the unlimited or open class, and that is for any non-resident, too. That's really basically the only event that we have that is a non-resident. Everything mm-hmm. else you have to be a part of Baxter County. But we did open that up, and so we're hoping that's going to bring a lot of people out. That's a lot of money for to be added to that. And we thank again Greg Farm Services for that. Also Saturday night, our lawnmower races. We partner with Greg Farm Services once again. To get into that is $3 and $2. And we have brought back, or they're going to try something new this year. There's going to be the tiller races are going to be involved in that. And Glenn, you've heard a little bit more about those.
And the tillers may just be an exhibition. We're not sure what's going to happen there on the tillers, but they say it's very exciting because of the speed that they run with those tellers. So
how does that work?
You got to keep up, Heather. You got to keep up.
And it's going to be larger than the arena. They're going to start outside the arena all the way through the Saddle Club arena. So
this could be very cheap entertainment for someone right. to want to come.
We need video of this. You guys have got to get some drone footage going on Saturday night so we can archive this. And this sounds like a lot of fun.
We've not mentioned the Smash Brothers tournament, which is
Saturday. Also, this will be the third or fourth year we've done that, and that's becoming more popular every year. And so come out and participate in that.
So many different things to do. The best way to get the full schedule of events is to go to the website.
BaxterCountyFair.org.
BaxterCountyFair.org, and you can download the entire schedule of events mm-hmm. and see all that information. You know, every single activity that we've talked about, I mean, it took us 30 minutes to talk about all the different activities that are going on, are being run by volunteers, and we thank you guys so much for all the time and effort you put into this. You make a fun week for our entire community, and we're looking forward to it.
Great.
We appreciate you helping us out.
Thank you.
See you at the fair.
Great.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.